Hello, I'm Mike of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in Texas today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Thank you. We appreciate your help with this survey. Do you speak Spanish by any chance?
Yeah, but who are you with?
Yeah, as I mentioned before, I'm calling you of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in Texas today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a short survey. Just before we move forward, I just wanted to confirm, we have the ability to complete this interview in English or in Spanish. Would you rather complete the survey in English or Spanish?
English.
All right, thank you. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah.
Thank you. In which state do you currently live?
Pardon?
In which state do you currently live?
Texas.
Thank you. And in which county in Texas do you currently live?
Willoughby.
Thank you. All of the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a cell phone? Some on a cell phone, and some on a regular home phone, or almost all calls on a regular home phone?
All cell phone.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party by a candidate for a political office?
No.
Thank you. And now, just to ensure we have a representative sample first, in what year were you born?
I didn't hear that question.
I'm sorry, one more time?
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Now, just to ensure we have a representative sample first, in what year were you born?
1961.
Just to confirm, you said 1961.
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Let me one moment. What is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American?
American Hispanic.
Okay.
Hispanic American.
Okay, one moment. All right, just one moment, please. Let me just get that answer real quick. Hold on.
Why are you skipping it?
Okay.
I told you I was Hispanic American.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. And just to confirm now, moving forward with the questions, what is the last grade that you completed in high school?
I graduated from college.
Okay. One moment. Just give me one moment, please. Okay. Thinking about things nationally next, do you approve or disapprove of the job the Biden-Harris administration is doing?
Well, I approve of them. I think fucking Trump is a fucking coward.
I understand, and would you say you strongly approve or disapprove, or just someone approve or disapprove?
I disapprove of Trump completely. I think he's a complete coward and an asshole.
I understand. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate for the district?
The Democratic candidate.
Okay, and would you definitely, thank you, and would you definitely vote for Democratic candidate or just probably for Democratic candidate?
I will definitely vote for the Democratic candidate.
Thank you. All right, moving forward, I will read, now I will read to, I will need to read just some names or different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you have heard of the person. Then if so, please tell me whether you have favorable or unfavorable impressions of the person. If I need someone you don't know too much about it, just tell me and we'll go into the next one, right? The first name is Donald Trump.
Who?
Donald Trump.
I think he's an asshole and a coward and a fucking liar.
I understand. And would that be a very unfavorable or just somewhat unfavorable impression of that person?
Very bad impression of that person.
Thank you. The next person is Mayra Flores.
Mayra Flores, well, I really don't know anything about her. She was for a little bit a representative, but she's married to a Border Patrol man, and that's all I know about her.
Okay, I understand. And the next name is Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, that's a vice president right now, and she's going to be the next president.
Okay.
Hopefully.
So, and would that be very favorable or just somewhat favorable impression of that person?
Very favorable compared to the other guy.
All right. Thank you. The next name is Vicente Gonzalez.
Vicente Gonzalez, well, I really don't know anything. I know he's currently the representative from here in Texas, but I really don't know anything that he's done.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. And the next name is Alejandro Mayorkas.
Mayorkas. I don't know anything about it.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving forward, which one of the following issues is the most important that you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for? Fentanyl and drug addiction, education, abortion, taxes, inflation and the cost of living, healthcare, climate change, crime and public safety, national security and foreign affairs, border security, jobs and the economy.
The economy.
Okay, thank you. Thinking ahead to the November elections, first, on a scale of 0 to 10, which 0 means you are not a lot interested, and 10 means that you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November elections for presidents, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other states and local offices?
U.S. Senate.
And on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not all interested and 10 means you're extremely interested, how interested are you in on this November election for presidents?
10.
Thank you. If the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. Next, if the election for us, for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Colin Arad, Democrat, or Ted Cruz, Republican?
Colin Arad.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, or Mayra Flores, Republican?
I really have no opinion on that one. It's a toss-up.
Okay, no problem. And now, next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about by Vicente Gonzalez during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him for U.S. Congress. The first one is, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is a member of a radical group that supports sex change drugs for children.
Mm-hmm. I really don't believe what you're saying.
Okay, and does that make you much less likely or just someone less likely?
I really don't believe what it is. What was the statement?
Yeah, this is, well, let me just read it back to you again. So, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is a member of a radical group that supports sex change drugs for children.
If that were true, I wouldn't vote for him, but I don't believe that too.
Okay, I understand. And does that make you much more or less likely or just someone more or less likely?
Well, it was proven that it was likely, but they're just going to see fate and not prove or anything like that.
Okay.
They can prove it.
I understand.
Less likely.
Okay. Thank you.
It's just like Trump saying something does, what he says doesn't make it true. He comes up with so many lies. It's fucking stupid to have a Republican following him like little blind sheep.
Okay. I understand. Thank you. The American dream, let me read the next one. The American dream is slipping away from many families, but Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is only making it worse. Gonzalez voted to raise taxes on working class families and to impose a new federal gas tax that could lead to even higher prices. So, and does that make you much more or less likely, or just someone much more or less likely?
It was true, and there's no explanation for it. It would be less likely, but there's got to be a reason or something. Somebody do that.
Okay, thank you. The next one, while families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez voted to give those in the country illegally thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Does that make you much more or less likely, or just someone much more or less likely?
It would be less likely if it were true.
Okay. Thank you.
A lot of those things, you got to prove them. You can't just say them and then it'll be true.
Okay. Thank you for your answer, sir. The next one, Vicente Gonzalez has accepted thousands in campaign contribution from some of the world's biggest corporations. He then bought $1 trillion in government spending benefits at these companies. Meanwhile, these same companies are raising prices on Texas. Families were ranking in record profits.
Well, what you're saying is that we all are less likely to vote for him. But then again, you all have to prove something.
Okay.
You all can't just make a statement and just keep on saying more statements.
Okay, thank you. The next or last statement, despite the crisis at our southern border, Vicente Gonzalez voted against more border agents and supported the Biden-Harris administration's border policies.
All I know is President Biden presented a bill for them. And it was a lot of favor, but all the Republicans voted against it because Donald Trump didn't want it. So it's all on the Republicans for failing to do it. And then now they want to attack that. I think it's their fault and they wanted it this way so they could vote of run on it.
Okay.
So you can look at it off. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for your answering. And does that make you much more or less likely or just someone more or less likely?
Less likely to what? I'm more likely to vote for Harris than Trump.
Okay. I understand. Thank you. Now, just moving forward, just to let you know, we are going to, you're about to end now. So now that you have some more information, and if the elections for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, or Mayra Flores, Republican?
Well, I got no more information about it. I still need to talk up on those two.
Okay, no problem. Now, if I have... Just, I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be Democrat, Republican, or something else?
I consider myself to be a Democrat.
All right.
And
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering. Independent, but no way a Republican.
Okay. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong a Democrat?
I'm a Democrat, but not so completely a Democrat. Okay. But I never considered myself a Republican. Never. Not the way Republicans are now, right, nowadays. That's
okay.
My cheat.
Okay, thank you for your answer. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
I'm moderate.
All right, and would you say you are very moderate or just somewhat moderate?
Somewhat moderate.
Thank you. Just allow me one moment. We're just ending. All right. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, well-to-do?
Middle class.
Thank you. Are you currently employed, a student, or a stay-at-home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking for work?
Right now, I'm unemployed.
Just to confirm, you said you are retired, correct?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the language you use in your home, would you say that at home you speak only Spanish at home, mostly Spanish but some English, Spanish and English equally, most English but some Spanish, only English at home?
Equal.
Okay. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I vote for Harris, but Biden is not running anymore.
Oh, yeah, I understand. But just to confirm, let me read the question one more time.
Sure.
Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. All right, this concludes our service for today. Thank you very much for your participation. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye.